All right. Good morning, Lance.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Good. You enjoying the rain?
Very much so. Except for local flooding.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't had that much, but I mean, I've had rain, but not flooding.
Okay. Well, up on Garvin Mesa, we had a lot of flooding and washed out the road up there.
Wow.
So.
Well, maybe the crews are up there fixing it now.
Actually, they showed up right away after it ended. I was impressed. We even had a county commissioner come up.
Wow.
I thought that was very impressive.
Yeah. Well, great.
So how did you do in the rain? Did you get a decent amount? Or?
Oh, the Saturday night, Sunday morning, that all-nighter really was well, watered everything really well, and I haven't really had anything since.
Uh-huh. And you're like, with the hot sun and everything, you're like completely mulched anyway, right?
Yeah, well, the plants are doing just fine.
Uh-huh. Good.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, what else new in
well,
the garden
world? Well, I just
wanted
to, last week there was a call about squash bugs, question about squash bugs.
And I remember.
There was a few things when I started looking up some other things. There's planting nasturtiums or any flowering plant that's good for the nectar for the parasitic flies and wasps.
Uh-huh.
Is the one thing, and you can put row covers over the seedlings and try to keep the squash bugs out. And then for severe cases, they said spraying compost tea on the plants and also molasses. And I think you'd have to work in getting the molasses dissolved, probably about a tablespoon to the gallon, I suspect, and spraying that on, and also citrus oil. And then the last one they said, well, was to dust the plants with whole wheat flour.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've never, I've heard of putting white flour on for asparagus bugs, but I've not heard of whole wheat flour for squash bugs, so that was an interesting one.
Huh.
And then the other thing they said, this comes from Malcolm Beck's. He's a compost guy and stuff down in Texas, and he had a bug book, and it's called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I guess, has a radio show down there, and a listener called up and said that he plants pink petunias around the squash plants, and he hasn't seen a squash bug since.
Wow.
So
out of all those, which do you prefer, and what would you say your percentage rate is?
I don't really have that much of a problem.
Uh-huh.
There's some, so I'm hand-picking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing, and I found I had essential oil thyme or sage sprayed as a deterrent. I think it's 10 drops to the gallon.
Uh-huh.
And since I have such a low population, I'll start spraying that some. But I like just if we could plant more flowers.
Mm-hmm. I heard of somebody who actually got so desperate they went out with a vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
And sucked them all up.
Yeah, if you got enough room to move around, sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yep.
So what are you harvesting now, just about everything?
Oh, I plant things, but yeah, there's still plenty of stuff. Let's see, carrots are the main thing, potatoes, onions, the garlic's all harvested, greens of different sorts.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, I harvested potato onions. Those are drying, and but I'm still planting.
Yeah, I was going to ask. You must be getting ready for the fall-type crops.
Planting. Yeah, so actually I mentioned the peas. A week or so ago, I planted the peas, so those are up, and this is perfect weather for them, these showers and stuff.
Yeah, if we could keep it that way, I guess.
Yeah. And then I'm planting some daikons and beets for fall and winter storage, I should say.
Uh-huh.
Next Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. And then I'll be doing the last planting of greens, lettuce, cilantro, spinach, that sort of stuff. I'll be doing that, I think, around the 5th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last of my planting for this year, to harvest this year. I'll be planting the garlic in October.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we talked a little bit before the show about a lady who called about the codling moth.
Yeah.
What do you do about it? And I think you got to get it on pretty early, don't you?
You have to stay on top of it. Yeah, you have to start early. And, you know, I think you also mentioned that she was wondering when to spray.
Let me look here. Yeah, there's some mention about. No, she didn't actually ask this. She thought maybe she could thin the rotten apples out and that would solve the problem, but that, I'm not sure that would work.
No, no. There's pheromone traps, and that's or something like that, that they actually use to count when the codling moth's flying. Because in the old way of doing it, they just did a cover spray every 2 weeks of whatever they had, chemicals, organic, it didn't, or whatever.
Just keep them covered.
Yeah, keep them covered. And now they realize that they're wasting a lot of material and money because that's the codling moth flies when it flies. It's not every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what those traps are for.
Yeah, I see. And then...
And then you know when to spray.
Right.
And there's spinosad. That's a product that's out now. And supposedly that's working good enough. It's not 100%, but good enough to have some good apples. And that's a... it's in the local stores. It's a Captain Jack is one trade name, but there is some other. Fertilome even has a product with spinosad in it for leaf miners and borers and stuff like that. So that will work. There's a homemade trap that you would hang in the tree somehow, and that's water mixed with molasses and vinegar. And I don't know the proportions on that right now. And that attracts the codling moth, and they drown in it. The problem is it also gets all the moths at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to dig. What I did when I was using that was I took milk jugs and cut small, maybe smaller holes. I didn't cut because the codling moth is not that big. And cut holes no bigger than a dime. And that seemed to work.
Huh.
Yeah, so that was, especially if you're just a homeowner with just a couple trees and stuff. And then the other one, as I've mentioned in the past, I'm also spraying. I'm actually spraying once a week with this garlic spray, and that's cleaning up my apples. I have, you know, much cleaner apples than I did last year.
Uh-huh. So you're going to be looking for some bears this fall?
Yeah, there are bears. They'll be around.
Yeah. I've heard of them already a little bit north of Paonia.
Yeah, they'll be around. Even if it does continue to rain, the thing is their food that, you know, the chokecherries and stuff like that are still in, when they were blooming and starting to form fruit, they were in drought. So there's probably not that much food there.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to bring up?
What else did I do? I cut the old raspberry canes off the early crop. And I shredded those. Those will be put in the compost. And then I harvested my kale seed and had some friends over, and we threshed and cleaned those.
All right.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've been nonstop.
Nonstop.
All summer.
Yeah, I still have two more months, or something like that anyways.
Whatever it is to October, right?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I stop in November sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. This is the 7th month, so you got to go to the 11th month. So that's 3.5 months.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, or something like that.
Good thing I haven't been thinking about it.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thanks a lot, and get some sunshine up there, and hope we don't get some flash floods today.
No. I'm going to go out and clean some carrots.
All right, well, thanks for your information, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.